Well, folks, one of my favorite grapes is Zinfandel, and I think that's probably one of the main reasons I live in Northern California. There are some amazing Zinfandel vineyards here. Another good part of it is that they're older than I am, so I like that part of it. I'm sitting with Susan Luker, and this is Simi Winery at its best. Susan, you've been here for over a decade, and you've seen Simi rise to the top. I think they're the oldest winery in Sonoma County.
We are the longest continually running or producing winery in Sonoma County. We kept going during Prohibition. Well, we kept making wine. We didn't sell it. And I wasn't here.
And that bottle of Zinfandel on the table is talking to me. I love Zinfandel. Let's talk about the fruit sourcing here. We're going to be talking about right close to the winery here is Dry Creek Valley, and that is where Zinfandel is at its best.
It is. This is 100% Dry Creek Valley, and the fruit really jumps out of the glass. This one, it's hard to contain this wine. It is.
I can see by your smile that you're a big fan of the grape also. It's so good with food. I think that's really the bottom line here.
Oh, this one especially, I think, because it's got a nice balance to it. It's pretty packed with some alcohol, but everything is in check. It's a pleasure for me to taste it because it reminds me of being out in the vineyard and eating the grapes. Just
you know, I've had that experience myself. Just before harvest, you go out there, and you have to do that every day. I don't know how your tummy can take that, but in early mornings, it's really fascinating for me to see Dry Creek, to drive out Dry Creek Road and see some of these vineyards that are 100 years old or more.
Oh, yeah. They are quite stunning, especially right now. The leaves are very vibrant. This has been an amazing harvest, and the post-harvest season has been exceptional this year.
We've really been blessed here in Northern California. Almost every vintage is great. The last two or three years, though, have really been special. And
actually, well, 2013 was huge for us. It kept coming.
Well, that's always a good thing. Now, food-wise with this, we can cover a wide spectrum, but again, I think I might go to pork. Pork and ribs and Zinfandel is a classic pairing.
Yeah, you know, this one's not bad with chicken, too.
Let's get both.
It even goes with salmon. I like a cedar plank salmon with the Zin, too.
I don't think we can eat all that food, but we'll, maybe there'll be another time.
Maybe we'll just have some sweet potato fries.
Well, we're expanding out the menu here, folks. We'll see what Chef brings to us. And it's time for some great food here on Have Wine, We'll Travel. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
Well, folks, we are staying in the beautiful area here in Healdsburg, California. Northern California at its best, and quite a few different wine regions come together here, and I consider Healdsburg to be a hub here, and a beautiful day outside, and I am at Simi Winery, which is history in itself, and Susan Luker is sitting here with me, and it's great to be with you, and it is time for some Pinot Noir here on the table. I'll pour, and you tell me about this. What vintage are we in now?
This is our 2011. It's our third vintage that we've put together. We're back in the Pinot game. We were out of it for a little over a decade, so we're back in. This one's really beautiful. 100% Pinot Noir. It's aged in French oak barrels, mostly used or one-year-old, about 25% new.
What is really fascinating for me here in Healdsburg is that we have these now world-famous areas all converging. One side is Russian River and then Dry Creek and Alexander Valley. We'll be talking about all those regions today. Let's tell folks about the Sonoma Coast because it's really come to the forefront here.
It is. Most of our Pinot is it's about 40% from the Sonoma Coast, so it's a great place to grow Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. It is Sonoma Coast because it's closest growing region to the Pacific Ocean, and that really moderates the temperatures, really makes it cool, so we get a little bit longer hang time. Great sun exposure out there too, so a great place for Pinot Noir. And the 2011 was a spectacular vintage for Sonoma Coast wines, too.
Well, I'm looking forward to this wine, and where would you go food-wise for this?
Oh, well, it's easy to go with pork, right? We have done kind of a rustic pork-based lasagna that's really nice. And then mushrooms, of course, with Pinot Noir is always a hit. So you could do a pasta with a mushroom would be delightful as well.
Well, we'll see what Chef has in store for us here. Folks, you're listening to Have Wine, We'll Travel, and it's time for some great Pinot Noir here from Simi Winery. We have enjoyed many beautiful courses here at Applewood Restaurant, and this is in the heart of Russian River and Guerneville, a small town going out towards the coast in Northern California, and this is where beautiful wines come from and has gained quite a reputation in the Sonoma Coast, is hitting the world very strong right now with the Pinots and Chardonnays. I'm here with Chef Ty, and Chef, we have another dish to go with this, and I'm going to pour you another glass of wine. You seem to like that, Pinot. Great to have red wine and fish sometimes.
It is, and this dish can really hold up to the red wine. What we're doing here is we're taking a local black cod. These are caught off the Mendocino Coast coming into Fort Bragg. Real nice fish, fine caught. We're using some Dungeness crab, also coming into Fort Bragg right now, so another nice local product. And what we do with this fish is it's a real unique fish, not usually used fresh. What we do is we flay out the fish. We only buy whole fish here, so we do all our own fish work, filleting and everything. We take those fillets and we cure them on a miso cure. It's kind of a Japanese style. Some sake in there, some sugar. The fish cures on there for 5 days. Once it's done curing, it is portioned, skin on, and this fish is cooked off. And then we're serving it with a little bit of picked Dungeness crab leg meat. There is a little bit of crispy maitake mushrooms, local mustard greens, and grilled scallions. This dish, as you can see, is brought to the table, and then the server pours a very rich ginger broth around the plate. Like I said, it stands up great to a nice Pinot. It has the richness from the miso, a lot of flavor, lots of umami, spicy ginger broth. Really can really handle the red wine.
And it seems like the miso really goes well with the cod.
It does. They have this connection. It's true. They do.
We did save room for dessert. At least I did. I don't know about Ty here. He looks pretty full, but I think he's going to bear with me here, and we'll go to desserts. And what do you have for desserts? There's a trio in front of me.
Well, we do. As you can see, we have fromage and a trio for our tasting menu. What we recommend is that people start off with the fromage, this cheese. We have some nice cheeses in-house, and then finish with a trio of desserts. And what we do for our trio of desserts is we just pick some of our desserts from the a la carte menu that night, and we scale them down and offer three different flavors on the plate. What we have on this trio, we have a profiterole, peanut butter ice cream, caramel and chocolate sauce, candied peanuts. And then in the middle, we have a honey tweel, little sweetened mascarpone cream, fresh Mendocino huckleberries. And then on the far end of the plate, you see the three-layer chocolate mocha mousse cake. And that is finished with a little bit of ice cream, house made, and some hazelnut crumble.
That is perfect, and I might have to reorder that one. That one went very quickly, and we have some beautiful wines. We've had some wonderful courses here. Chef, thank you very much, and Applewood is just a destination place. I could come here on a consistent basis, but I might put on a few pounds.
Yeah, that's very possible.
We're going to enjoy some more food and wine here on Have Wine, We'll Travel, and may all your pains be champagnes.